This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special bonus episode. This is our rankings of the Expendables franchise. I'm your host, Nate, and that is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And as I said at the top, we are going to be ranking. You guys know when we do our podcast, we do series and then we do non-series movies. And at the end of every movie franchise, we do a ranking. So this is the episode for our Expendables rankings. It's three movies, so it ain't going to take that long. And we don't talk about this, but I'm going to wager we might have the same ranking. So we'll find out. I think maybe what we'll do is we'll alternate because I think we might have the same ranking. So we'll find out. But either way, if you're watching this on YouTube, please make sure you go ahead and hit that like button at the bottom. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming up. And leave us a comment with your rankings for the Expendables franchise. And if you're listening on the go, of course, make sure Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn Radio, all that good stuff. That's where we are. You can follow us there. Get new episodes every week. All right, Alex. Yeah, I think what we'll do is normally like I go, then you go, then I go, then you go. I think we'll alternate because if we have the same rankings, it's going to stink to just hear me talk first, then you, then me, then you. So I'm going to let you go first with your number three.
Okay.
And then I'll go. And then I'll go first for number two.
Okay.
And then we'll go back to you.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. My number three for Expendables 3 is no brainer. Expendables 3. That's not a good movie. That movie's god awful, dude. That is a horrible movie. If I had a place here that I could trade in, that would be my first movie to trade in. That is a god-awful movie. And even rewatching it, I hated it. For those of you guys, if you want to check out our Expendables 3 breakdown, we have a podcast for that. You can check it out. Even on YouTube, we'll put the links above on these episodes. We break down these Expendables. But I'll say is Stallone looked like Sleepy Stallone, and Antonio Banderas is freaking annoying. But yeah, what do you got as your number three?
Well, at number three, I have Ronda Rousey in Expendables 3. I'm ranking her last. She's a terrible actress. It was a stunt casting, okay? Because this was at the time when, I don't know, she might have already lost the UFC belt. Yeah. But this is like that time where they were trying to make her into like a movie star, like an action movie star. And I will say she's physically capable, or would have been, but she's such a horrible actress. She brings down Expendables 3 to depths unknown in the franchise. And this is not even like a top tier franchise, in my opinion. I think it's mid tier at best, but this movie's horrible. She's horrible in it. I'd like Mel Gibson. I give him credit as the villain. You're right. Stallone is terrible. I don't like Sleepy Stallone. And not only is he sleepy, you know what else he is in this? He's sad Stallone. There's nothing worse than sad Stallone. My friend got shot. I'm so sad. Get out of here. We don't want it. Yeah. My number three is Expendables 3. Mm. All right, so I'll go first for number two. My number two is Expendables 1. Now, I didn't love Expendables 1 when we rewatched it for the podcast. So you can go back again, like Alex said, listen to our full review. I'm not going to review the whole thing again. I didn't like it as much as when I remember. Like, I remember liking it more than when I rewatched it. It's okay. It's kind of like a generic action movie. I'll say that. It's a generic baseline action movie. Good cast, you know? Got all the big old-time stars, plus Jason Statham, who's like a more current star. You got one current star and a bunch of old guys, pretty much. And it was okay, you know, Eric Roberts, Stone Cold Steve Austin was in it. But not much to say about it. It was an okay movie, but compared to three, masterpiece. So it's my number two. I have it at number two.
Yeah, so my number two, Expendables 1. After rewatching this movie, I wasn't too crazy about it. I felt like this movie was like an experimental movie. But again, you can check out our reviews on it. But yeah, I wasn't too thrilled also with the first movie of Expendables.
Yeah. It's kind of, I mean, it doesn't suck, but it's like a little bit whack. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a little bit whack, especially watching it now. It's a little bit whack. All right. Well, then what's your number one? Obviously, we have the same number one, but you get to go first. What's your number one?
Yeah. Number one, I still think is the best movie in the entire franchise. It's Expendables 2. You can't turn it down. You got the best action. You got the best freaking the biggest actors in action movies in that one scene shooting Arnold, freaking Bruce Willis and Stallone coming to kill Van Damme. You can't go wrong in that airport scene. Yeah.
And Chuck Norris.
You got Chuck Norris in the house. You got Scott Atkins fighting Jason Statham. You got everything awesome. In this movie. The storyline to me was the best storyline out of all three of them. This is just them going after plutonium, which is a normal freaking military movie plot line. But to me, it was better than the one, and it was way better than three. But yeah, Expendables 2, what do you got, Nate?
Yeah, you're right. It's Expendables 2. And you know what? It does have the best storyline. It's not a great storyline, but part three tried to kind of copy part two and it did it worse. You know, like they killed not Thor, Liam Hemsworth. They killed Liam Hemsworth in part two. And in part three, they shoot Terry Crews. They don't kill him, but he gets shot. Shoot. And then he's sad. And yeah. It's kind of the same. You know what I mean? Van Damme, not as amazing as I remember, but a good solid villain. And at least he fights. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like his hand-to-hand fight was pretty cool. He says, Shalons, which always makes me laugh. So yeah. It has the best action in it. The opening action scene's awesome. The shootout in the airport is awesome.
Yeah.
Best action scenes. Again, not an amazing film, but good and fun. A good, fun action movie with good action. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. My number one is Expendables. So, just to recap, both of ours, so we don't have to each go, both of our rankings are as follows. Number three, Expendables 3. Number two, Expendables 1. And number one, Expendables 2. So if you agree, let us know in the comments. If yours is different, you know, let us know how you rank them. But that's our ranking.
Yeah. So again, guys, if you want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys podcast, please follow us on Instagram at Action Movie Guys podcast. And of course, you guys are watching us on YouTube. Please hit that like button, hit those notification bells. So every time new videos drop, you guys will be notified. If you're new to the channel, please hit those subscribe button, support the channel. Other than that, that is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.